Hello and welcome to It's Lainey. That is me. And I am here in Chicago, Illinois at Jazz Buzz Studios to talk about everything. I'm going to talk about a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a little bit of your mom's best friend, Judy, because I want to know what she's up to. I'm interested in the human race, and that is does not exclude her. You know, Judy's a good friend, and she's been around for a long time. And I know your mom's husband doesn't like her very much, but that's probably just because they seem to have some sort of sexual tension. Anyway, hey, Judy, I hope you're doing well. And you know what, Gail? I hope you and Oprah figure it out. So stick around for the second episode of It's Lainey, because here we are doing talking. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, woo! Ooh, I missed my doctor's appointment. Oh, man. Ooh, I just have to tell you, Ritalin is very highly regulated. And if you miss an appointment for that, they will not give it to you. It's kind of weird that I've been off my Ritalin for like a week now, and everybody at work keeps coming up to me and being like, oh, I like you this way. But none of my close friends or family like it because my anxiety is through the roof. Woo! It feels like my chest is going to fly off the front of my body and I'm going to melt out of panic. Like there's some kind of, I don't know, gears. Like if you see a grandfather clock and you see all the gears ticking away, that's what's happening in my chest. But there's something wedged in between them. And what's wedged in between them causing the works to jam up is a piece of shit because life is a nightmare and we're all going to die. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like I get very upset. And I forgot how distracted I get. And so I've been having a lot of experiences where I turn around and I have no idea what I was doing. So I stand there staring at things and I go, what the fuck was I doing? It's like my mind is a blank slate. I have no idea what was just happening. And then I remember. So I start walking towards whatever task I was going to do. And then I forget again on the way there. And so I'm standing in the middle of my living room again with my finger up my ass, just thinking to myself, what was I going to do? Who am I? Where am I? Is this my mom's house? Where's my boyfriend? Is he dead? I'm not sure. Is he a ghost? Is he my grandfather? That would be interesting because then I would have a more interesting heritage. I'm very white and I could really mix it up a little bit. My ancestry, my mom gave me 23andMe for Christmas. She got it for me and my sisters. I haven't done it yet, but my mom sent me her results and it was like Polish, Dutch, German. It was all boring. They make it sound sexy, like you're going to be Native American, like you're going to be persecuted, like you're going to be like hot and speak French or some bullshit. But it's not sexy because I'm white. It's horrible. When I was growing up, every time I asked my mom what we were, she said, European. That's what she said. And I'm kind of worried about my family because number one, we're very, very pale. We're very pale. We clearly have not been folding enough chocolate chips into the brownie batter, if you know what I'm saying. You know, we're making blondies the whole way through, which, by the way, are also delicious. It's just a cookie in a bar form. You get more and you don't have to have the crispy cookie edges. But here's the thing. I am so white and I'm worried that that is going to cause me to die because every time I look at my skin, I just see it and I think to myself, this is not ready to get out there. Like I can see my veins through my skin and I'm concerned that I'm going to get a disease. Like whenever whenever I stand next to a black person, I just look at myself and think, I think I'm sick. Do I have the flu? What the fuck is wrong with me? I am not ready to be outside. To be fair though, when there's a blizzard, I guess I am kind of used to that. Maybe that's why I'm this white. I'm like the abominable snowman. I'm supposed to blend into the snowbank so that I can pounce on rats and eat them in my igloo. That might be it. So this week, my feelings, I'm going to give them 2 Charlie Sheens out of 8 Britney Spearses. 6 Lindsay Lohans on a scale of 1-2 Angelina Jolie. Nope. I'm trying to do a catchy rating system. It didn't work. So this week I feel weird. I think we've established that. This week I feel weird. I've run out of friends. I don't have friends anymore. That's good. People get concerned when they hear me say that. They're like, oh, what? Please stay away from me. It's probably not true, but I find that when I'm in a relationship, I kind of have less time, less energy to put towards social relationships, especially when I have a full-time job. And so I think I'm a loser now. I'm pretty sure I'm a loser because I would go do my shows. And then, you know, when you're standing next to a group of people, you know, and you're in it, but you're not really in it. So you just think to yourself, why don't I go sit on a couch and read my book? Like, you know, these friendships I could develop, but honestly, do I have to? I would really love to get back to No Country for Old Men because I have been trying to finish it for quite a while now. I ordered a second book off eBay because I lost the first one when I was in the middle of it. So now I have two copies of No Country for Old Men that are just dog-eared because I've been reading the first four chapters again and again and again and again and again. And you know what? He got shot with buckshot. We get it. He's running around. I've never seen the movie. I don't know what's going to happen, but for sure, it's going to be messed up. You know, a bunch of people are already dead and they didn't even say their names. They're just some Mexican guys who probably have drugs. Somebody found a bag of money. That's never happened to me. I don't know why. I can't remember where I put my books. So I don't have any friends. I told my boyfriend that and he went, oh my God, shut the fuck up. And he was like, go hang out with your friends. I have to go. Which is the correct way to deal with that. You can't. I do have friends. I'm pretty sure I have friends. I just don't like anyone. You know, it's because I keep going outside and men keep running into me and kicking my shoes and I'm real angry about it. All the Lollapalooza kids were downtown this weekend and it was exhausting. I saw so many butt cheeks of 13-year-olds. It's like, could you just keep it away from me? Just tilt it a little bit. Show it I don't know what that guy's name is. Fred. Show it to Fred. I don't want to see it. Why are you walking around in broad daylight? I'm at work. I'm on my lunch break. Your fishnets are not appropriate for this scenario. I saw a woman with velvet that was going up her butt. And by woman, I mean child. She was a child. And you know what? I'm not wearing a bra, but I'm judging the fuck out of her right now. And that's rude. I can't handle it. I need to stop judging. All right. Sometimes I try to open my mind up and do new activities, but I tried cocaine a couple times and I didn't like it, so it didn't work out. Here's what I'll talk about. I have more thoughts about my job, which is mostly what I was thinking about this week. I've been pretty stressed, and I'm at my job a lot because they make you go a lot. I always show up late to my job and they're like, it's disrespectful. And I'm like, I'm playing hard to get. Like, I don't understand. I don't want to rush that. You know, it's been less than a year. I don't want to rush things. We don't need to be together all the time, like 40 hours a week. That's ridiculous. We can maintain our own hobbies. You know, like I love to perform and paint and read. And, you know, my job loves to fuck me. So it's a good fit. As I've mentioned, my job has a high turnover rate and, as I may have mentioned as well, the other day they had a sales contest, which is something that people do at their jobs, which is fine. But I got this email and it said, hey, if you make a sale today for $1,500, you will get a cash bonus for $8. And I was like, what do I get that in a cashier's check? Hell yeah. Wow. You really know how to get me. That's amazing. That's an insane thing to say. I don't know why they thought that would work. That just sounds, oh my God. That is like, if you told me, hey, if you do a really good job sucking my dick, then I'll let you swallow. Oh my God, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Not only does that not motivate me, but that makes me concerned that these people are psychopaths. I don't understand why they think this is going to be motivated. Like, how am I, are they that, I'm just concerned at this point. Like, is my boss that far from removed that he thinks, well, give the peasants $8, then let them come kiss my rings. They can buy some dry crusts of bread with it. Like, what does he think we're going to do with eight fucking dollars? How am I going to get that? A five and three ones, eight ones? Could I have 32 quarters? Because I really need to do my laundry in order to wash off the stench of shame I feel from being around a backstabbing, lying, cheating, manipulative puddle of male pattern baldness. Do you understand? Like, it's crazy. There's nothing. Your bosses are always all, oh, I'm here. I'm in charge of you. But it's like, listen, you're not better than me. You're just not. I get it. You're rich. I'm not rich at all. But if we met in the wild, I would rip your teeth out of your face and shove them so far up your asshole that they'd come out of your belly button. So I don't understand why you're in charge right now. Like, I will put money on it. Let's fight. Like, I will fight you right now. I'm going to put money. We all have matching t-shirts already. Let's just set up the fight. We'll start betting on it. And you know what? Could you loan me $8? Because I'm kind of short on cash right now. It's difficult. And we're going to bet on the over-under about whether or not I can rip a dick off with only my teeth, because I'm pretty sure I can do it. Okay. This week in my life, I've been at war with my roommates. This is a new thing for me. I began war. I'm evil. You know what? I'm from Minnesota. We're passive aggressive. We're very nice. As I get older in life, I try to think to myself, okay, you know, you need to stand up for what you need. And I did it. And don't do that. It's horrible. It doesn't work. It makes a mess of everything. Just keep telling people everything is fine. Settle for the marriage that you're in. Just live with it. Have two more kids. You know what? Pay for your cat to get treated for feline AIDS and then die at 58 because you have diabetes from drinking Diet Coke from the machines that let you choose cherry flavor. Or vanilla flavor, or what are they called? You told me remix or some bullshit. What are they called? Alien Squad? Freestyle? That's an insane thing. Why are they called freestyle? Because people are overdosing there? That's nuts. That sounds like a rave. Okay, so yeah, I'm at war with my roommates. I started it by saying, hey, could you get the fuck out of my house? And that's not how you're supposed to talk to people. I didn't say it like that, but I pretty much did. So this week, last week I talked about dating advice. This week I'm talking about roommate advice. So I asked my friends, my acquaintances, my lovers, past, present, future, all my future lovers answered. I asked everybody, okay, what questions do you have about advice for dealing with roommates? So this is the question that I got from Brian. Here's what it says. What do you do when your illegal roommate goes through your stuff, finds your old Halloween costume where you dressed up as a prostitute, and accuses you of being transgender? Parentheses, not that there's anything wrong with it. I love my transgender friends, for the record. Close parentheses. That is the real question that I received. First question that I received. And I have to say, this is a good one. So I think other people may have been intimidated by this question. I'm going to read this one more time just so I have something to go off of. What do you do? Okay. Oh man, there are so many important parts to this. It's just so long. Okay. So I'll go through it piece by piece. Number one, what do you do when your illegal roommate? Okay. Pause right here. What the fuck is an illegal roommate? What does that mean? Are they from Mexico? Are they not supposed to be in the apartment? Are they living in an attic? Are they selling drugs? Like, what is an illegal roommate? Are you hiding them behind a bookcase? Illegal roommate. I don't know what that means. Okay. Do you have any? I don't have any guesses. All right. So what do you do when you're a legal roommate? So I'm going to assume this is an immigrant that wants to go to college and is being kept out because they don't have citizenship. Okay, no. What do you do when your illegal roommate goes through your stuff? First of all, okay, hold on. This is the second thing. Why are they going through your stuff? If they're already illegal, they're already in trouble. They need to get their shit together. Watch your back, bro. You need to calm down because you're obviously illegal and you shouldn't be touching my objects. Okay. What do you do when your illegal roommate goes through your stuff, finds your old Halloween costume? Why do you still have your Halloween costume? What have you done with it? Does it smell bad? It probably does because when I store my Halloween costume, I forget about it. I sweated in it. I was out drinking. I was dressed up like Raggedy Ann. And yeah, I was getting it. So somebody probably ate my pussy in that outfit. I'm just saying. Okay, this is... My mom's going to hear this, so I don't know what to tell you. All right. So I'm just saying, there's no way that was in mint condition. Like, I doubt you sent it to the dry cleaners and it came back and you were like, let me hang this up. These are my treasured fishnet stockings that I hope illegal Joe finds, you know? All right, so finds your old Halloween costume where you dressed up as a prostitute. Pause there as well. What did you bring? A sex briefcase? Do you have like a cunnilingus hat? Like what is a prostitute's costume? I'm assuming it's going to be classic, like, I don't know, tight-fitting clothing, fishnets, like mini dress. I'm not really sure. But I think prostitutes can pretty much wear whatever they want as long as they have sex for money. So I think every day is an opportunity to dress up as a prostitute, you know, if you know how to take people's cash. Okay, so Halloween costume, you dressed up as a prostitute and accuses you of being transgender. What is an accusation like that sound like? I feel like what you mean is they inferred it. Like they said, hey, bro, what is this? Because if you accused someone of being transgender, it would sound really weird. It would be like, are you partly a lady? Like, I don't know how you're going to ask people that. I mean, there is a lot of confusion now concerning it. And I appreciate your immediate clarification. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I love my transgender friends, for the record. And I do want to say we are going to note that on the record. Aaron is taking the minutes here. He's going to put that down in the meeting notes, and we're going to remember forever. Brian, you love your transgender friends, but you know what? You certainly don't want to be them. You are very concerned that Illegal Joe thinks that you are transgender. And here's the thing. You know what? I hope that you are, because me too, you know? So let's all hug. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I love my transgender friends, for the record. You know, it sounds like this is not so much an issue with being called transgender as it is you sound uncomfortable with your roommate, Brian. You sound like you are worried that you're about the activities your roommate is getting up to, because you do not know if they're going to jail or not. And so I don't think they should be determining any of your clothing options. I don't know. It's what a time to be alive. We're all, I'm trying to approach the topic of gender, and I don't know how to do it anymore. I'm really not sure. I'm a lady. I'm happy about it. Now I feel, I almost feel guilty for feeling happy about it, because it's so, it's confusing now, because it's like you want to respect everybody's lives. And people keep making you change words. And I mean, like, why? I don't need to say a pronoun. Could I just be like, hey, leave me alone? Like, if I don't want to talk to you anyway, does it matter what gender you are? It's none of my fucking business. Be whatever gender you are, or be non-gender. I don't know. Do whatever you want. Be pansexual. Do what you're built to do. And you know what? I'm probably going to avoid you either way. So it really doesn't affect my life. I support you. I would love for you to do that. Transition or live your truth. Do whatever you want. But I'm still going to be by myself reading No Country for Old Men. That's what I'm going to be up to. All right. So here's, I guess I'll try to give some advice for this. What do you do when your illegal roommate goes through your stuff, finds your old Halloween costume where you dressed up as a prostitute, and accuses you of being transgender? Here's what you do, Brian. Number one, put a lock on your closet. Number two, go into your roommate's closet. Number three, what do they have in there? Number four, put those clothes on. Number five, wait for your roommate to come home. And then when they come home, be like, do I look like enough of a man for you now, Joe? And then sing a song to him and dance around in your socks. I don't get along well with my roommates. What do you do if they, why are they accusing? Okay. All right. I'm trying to think of a good way to really advise this situation. I think I had better dating advice. Here's what you do. You know what? First thing, file a police report. File a police report for your illegal roommate. I'm still not sure what that means. Dressing up as a prostitute. I think they're called sex workers. So really, you were just going to career day. No problem with that. Accuses you of being transgender. You know what? It sounds like you support your transgender friends. So just lean into it. Just do what you want. Wear a little lip gloss. Get a little mascara. You know, start putting on the glitter, because you might as well feel fancy if you are going to be comfortable in your living situation. It seems like that person might leave, and then you could have the whole apartment to yourself. So I'm just saying, I would love for every man to experience a pedicure so that they know what it feels like to, number one, have your toes massaged, and number two, have clean feet. That would be incredible. I've realized recently, though, that I don't live well. I live like a guy who got, like a 34-year-old man who recently got divorced. That's how I live. Like yesterday, I came home and okay, so I left my house to do a show. I came back into my house and I picked up a sandwich off my dresser and picked up where I left off. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I left my house, came back and finished the sandwich. I left half a sandwich on my dresser and came back and was like, well, looks like this activity wasn't interrupted. Let's do this thing. When I'm alone, all I do is stand near the fridge and eat pickle spears and cheese out of the refrigerator. I wrap them in meat, so it's like a sandwich, but with no bread. And then I graze on that until I'm full, and then I walk away. And any trash that's fallen on the ground, I let it stay there, because who cares? I'm my own person. I do what I want. 23-year-old women seem to not like that. I guess I need a bachelor pad. That's what I need. I just want it to be really pretty and for somebody to come clean it for me. Whew, it's been a difficult week. I don't know what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. you know, like, I'm not sure. We're one episode in and I'm like, oh my God, we're screwed. What the fuck are we going to do? Jesus. Every morning I wake up and my chest fills with panic and I think to myself, get coffee, take some medication, snuggle. But these are my old joke notes, so I'm not exactly sure what they mean. So let's see if I can decipher them, because these are jokes that I wrote or half or 75% wrote at some point, and I think they're going to sound okay. Kanye West. I was concerned for a while because people kept saying, we miss the old Kanye. And I thought that was crazy because it's like, Kanye's never like, you know what? I'm sitting in a cabana and I'm looking at my wife's implants, but I miss it when my car used to run out of gas on the highway and I didn't have dental insurance. Like, he's doing fine. I don't think you need to worry about it. We don't need a, like, he doesn't want to come back. Let him live his best life. I miss the old Kanye. That's because you're a peasant. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let him live his rich ass life. Let him say his crazy ass shit, because doctors are going to give him very advanced medications to deal with it. Do you know how many times a week I listen to that album? Yay. He let out like 8 different albums just to tell people, my shit doesn't even have to be good for you to pay for it. You know what I mean? He's just straight stunting on us right now. Like, listen to me. I can put anything out there and y'all will eat it up. Just nom, 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 nom. You remember when he came out with that song and it was scoop-de-doop, boop-de-boop, boop, scoop-de-doop on the button, doop or whatever. Man, that is just 100%. He wrote that song to eat ass to. That's what that is. It's just a song for people to eat buttholes. And I don't know. It's weird. It's very strange. This is a note that I made about a white man that I saw doing comedy while I was hosting a show. I love your haircut. It makes you look like you only own one pitchfork. So that was a good joke for him. oh, yeah. And then he called. he did a joke and he referred to. He was talking about cancer doctors, which are oncologists, right? That's the name for them. Cancer doctor. That's insane. That's like calling a woman that makes money under the table at night a comedian. That's nuts. You know what I do, as I've talked about, I hate my job, and my boyfriend is sick of me complaining about it. So I'm like, well, I don't know what I should do. And every time he just says, just be a dominatrix. And I hate it every time he says that, because he knows that I cannot pee standing up. It's so rude to say that in front of me. We were walking down the street the other day, and this homeless, it's super weird because people treat me a lot differently when I'm with him. And I think it's partly because I'm with a man, but it's also partly because I'm with a 6-foot-tall black man. So like the other day, this guy came up to us and he was trying to ask us for money. And he had his arm like all the way around me. Like, we were really basically hugging as we walked down the street, because I get real thirsty for affection. It's quite annoying. It's been an issue in all of my relationships. Anyway, I'm very clingy because I fear abandonment. So, you know, if you have, you know what, next week, advice on abandonment, everybody send me your questions on abandonment. My name's Lainey Leonards and I'm great at talking about abandonment. I probably do have some very good insight on it. Here's what you do. You get a calzone and you draw a picture and you watch 30 Rock. That is what you fucking do. And you know what? It's hard to watch 30 Rock now because post Trump, it doesn't hold up. Did you know that? The same way that a lot of movies are like, you know, they don't hold up post 9/11, post Trump. Ooh, it's not fun to do tongue in cheek jokes about like political rivals or like cutesy politics do not track anymore. Like, you watch it post Trump and you're like, people are being murdered. And then they're like, what about some fart jokes? And you're like, I wish we were back to that simple time. Oh boy. Oh, yeah. People treat us different. So we were walking down the street in ensconced in a hug because I must not be left behind. And this man comes up to us to ask for money. But the way he opens is he looks at my boyfriend and he goes, man, white people don't treat me the way they treat you. I was like, I'm not going to hug you right now. It was very awkward. I was like, do I avert eye contact? Do I look at him with an understanding gaze? He was like, I have been in and out of prison 95 times. And so Jeff just said, oh, I'm at 96. Great work. And then he He did. We maybe don't need to say that, but it was, it's like, what do I say? He's like, white people treat me like shit. I'm like, I just sucked a stick. Like, this is not about you right now. Please get out of my relationship. I feel very uncomfortable. Like, I don't want to be, I don't want to be blocking your, I don't know, bro talk right now, but it's so weird. White people don't treat. Yeah. It's not that I just saw him and I was like, you know what? I'll treat that one good. I don't know. Okay. I don't even know how to process this. It was weird. He walked with us for 3 blocks. He kept what? We were in the hug still. He walked with us for 3 blocks while we went to brunch. Yes. He walked with us for 3 blocks. He was like, white people treat me like shit. I was like, oh my goodness. But I'm still holding on to him like, oh, are we going to get hash browns? And we did. Everybody, we did. Oh my God. This is the best joke and I can't remember the words to it. It's like having a song. It's hard to remember the words to it. Oh, here we go. Okay, it's coming. It's coming. I can see what I wrote here. The thing I was saying about Kanye that's hard when people are like, I miss the old Kanye. It's difficult because he's gone now. You know, he's gone. He's not rich. He's wealthy now. So he's gone. He's completely inaccessible. He lives in a different world. His reality is different than ours. You know, like being rich is something you can achieve. Being wealthy just becomes a personality characteristic, you know, like kindness or a sense of humor or something, except that it matters in government elections. It's insane. It's like you can do so many more things. Like if a poor guy is like, hey, nice ass, what's your phone number? Everybody's like, oh my God, let's protect that woman. She is frightened. We need to get the police. If a rich man says that to me, it's brunch. You know what I mean? Like, they're just walking around calling people sluts left and right. And that's what a wealthy man does, that and cocaine. I cannot follow a line of thought. I just can't do it. Everything's hot. I'm wearing a romper. I don't know what's happening. I have to go do a show later. It's so confusing. You know what did happen to me for the first time this week? Okay, for the first time, I've been doing comedy for 6 years, and for the first time, I got high before doing a set, and then I went, uh-oh, I was worried. Somebody had a pen, and I was on an 11:30 show at the Laugh Factory, so everybody's hammered anyway, you know, so it's very low key. I was like, I'll be fine, you know, just have like a little bit just to like chill you out. That's what people say. They're like, just chill out a little bit, you know? And so then I took 2 big old pen hits, and then I walked into a dark corner and said to myself, this is terrifying. What's going to happen? I just want to dance. You know, it was super weird. I did my set. I think it went fine because when I got off the stage, people were like, that was great. But, you know, I was high on vapors. So I was like, you know what? This person's trying to lure me into an early grave. They're conspiring against me. I don't know what they're doing. How do you trust anybody when they tell you like, oh, you look good today. And you're like, OK, well, I'll murder you if you're lying to me. Like what? How am I supposed to know? I don't know. This is the problem. When I run out of the Ritalin, then I get super socially awkward and I can't get out of the perseverations that plague me in terms of anxiety and sadness. So that's why it's important. It's also useful for treatment-resistant depression. So I am uncomfortable. I had to fax my records over to a new doctor. Man, do you know how difficult it is to get medication? It is so hard. If you run out, they're like, whew, bitch, who cares? They do not give a shit. Oh my God. You know what happened? I was trying to tell the receptionist. I was like, is there anything that we can do? My doctor left the practice. I'm out of this medicine. He usually just calls in these refills for me. I've been on it for a long time. I have all these records. Like, what can we do? And she was like, because I had missed my appointment, and she was like, you know, I leave my house 30 minutes early to avoid traffic. So, and oh man, how do people just go through life not losing their shit? Like, oh man, there's so many times when it's like, I could have, ooh, I just wanted, oh, you left 30 minutes early? Oh, you left 30 minutes early? That's amazing. You work at a psychiatrist. Like, what part of you thinks that I'm organized? If I am calling you and missing appointments, that means that I'm fucked up and I need that medication because otherwise I'm going to quit my goddamn job and because I'm not going to be able to do it and I'm going to be nervous around people. So I'm not going to be able to come in. I can't keep an appointment because I can't remember what the fuck I'm doing. So obviously I'm going to be late because you didn't give me my medication. So surely, you know what? I can't leave 30 minutes early because I am having a panic attack contract, and I am very busy thinking about other stuff, like whether everybody hates me and if I'm going to get a cat next year. Do you understand? Why? I don't get it. It's so bad. It's so bad. Okay. I don't know. There are a lot of stereotypes, but I'm heavily medicated. There are a lot of stereotypes about people who are medicated. People are always like, she's crazy. And it's like, no, I just have, you know, a chemical imbalance in my mind that makes it difficult to accomplish certain tasks. It makes it difficult to balance my mood swings, and it makes me really good at fucking, you know? So that's just what it is. It's stereotypes, you know? It's, you gotta listen to it. It's like, yeah, I'm crazy, you know? They'll be like, she's such a bitch. I'm like, well, I'm, you know, I'm very creative. I'm highly emotional. Like, is it crazy that I, you know, kind of panic sometimes in group situations? Or is it crazy that I can fit the whole thing in my mouth? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, crazy people are very good at sex, is what I'm saying. That's why I'm so emotional. I'm just shoving so many dicks in my face that tears are coming out the other end, like a Play-Doh toy where they all squirt out of it, you know? You know when you squeeze it and all the Play-Doh comes out? It's like that. I'm crying because of the penises. Ooh, that sounds alluring. I am a sexual icon. I will tell you that. I have flirted many times with much failure. So I would say I am number one top resilient woman of the year. I wouldn't say I'm the sexiest woman of the year, but I am the most persistent. I'm not taking advantage of people. Let's not start that rumor. You know what happened? Recently, I had to do a show with my ex, and I hadn't seen them in like a year and a half. And so it's so hard not to like play pranks on people. Like, how do we not just play pranks on people all the time? You know, like, wouldn't it be a funny prank for my roommates if I like changed the locks and never let them back in again and then took all their items and sent them back to Ohio? That would be a funny prank. So I did a show with them and they were hosting, so I had to shake hands with them, which is, ew, cooties, you know, gross. You know, you ruined my life. I don't want to touch your fingers. I don't know where those have been, you know. I do know where they've been, and honestly, I don't care for it. But anyway, I was like, because this is my fantasy that I have. This is my fantasy. And this is also why you shouldn't date coworkers. You don't want to see them around. You don't want to, like, separate your lives, you know. You don't need them in your sphere. But this is my fantasy, is that we happen to be at the same bar. I'm acting super normal. And then I casually and normally to my ex go, oh, hey, could you hold this? And I hand my glass that's containing a drink. It's a beverage. That's normal in this social situation. But then instead of handing it to him, I drop it at his feet. It shatters. It looks like he did it. I walk away pretending I had nothing to do with it. So then he's standing there by himself. It looks like he just broke a glass. Very awkward, interrupting the party. And maybe the glass hurts him. You know what I mean? That's my fantasy. So people told me not to do that. So I just was normal. But he shook my hand too hard, so I knew he was uncomfortable. It's just, like, so aggressively, like, so, like, who, it was like he was pumping water out of fucking bedrock. You know what I mean? It was like, what the fuck is going on here? I have never moved my hand this aggressively. Like, why are we going, it's so just, you know, like, it, oh my God, like a jackhammer. I'm trying to think of the best way to explain it. Cause if you could see me, you could see what I'm doing. It was just like, it was like a lumberjack sawing wood. It was like, why do you need to get so involved with my hand right now? How does that make, it's very brusque. Like, how does that make it less awkward for you to just get all up in the handshake? That made it so weird. It was weird too, because my best friend, she was like, you know what? Give him one of those limp handshakes that's worse than no handshake at all. So maybe he's on the other end somewhere going, man, she's got a pussy ass hand. I don't know what the fuck she's doing, but it seems like she broke some of her fingers. You know what I mean? It felt like pancake batter slithering through my hands. What do I know? Your handshake is very important. It's the first thing that people see when you walk into a room. Yep. That's how I always walk into a room. Handshake first, pussy second. Walk in. Sometimes sometimes I like to walk into a room pussy first just to tell people what's up. You know what I mean? It's like, if you can't handle the goods, get out of the fire. Why is there a fire in here? Because we're in hell. This is horrible. Oh, boy. I do see some people who walk into rooms teeth first. Have you ever seen one of those people? I said it to somebody at a show and they did not like it, but their teeth were fucking huge. They were from Indiana. You know what I mean? They didn't have the money to fix them. You know what's worse? My parents fixed them and I let them go back to how they were. My teeth are all fucked up. They're all twisted around because there's not enough room for them to all live in here. You know what I mean? Some of them are going to get evicted. There are eviction notices in here. I have one hillbilly tooth, but there's still a retainer on it. So you can tell that my parents cared about me, but I didn't care about me. Oh, boy. Okay, here is my second piece of advice. This question comes from Casey, all the way in Topeka, Kansas. No, I made that up. She's not there. Nobody's there. Okay. This question comes from Casey. Okay. Top three questions to ask new potential Craigslist roommates to determine whether they are murderers and or cheese thieves. That's good. You don't want them to take your cheese because then you'll kill them. Okay. Top three questions to ask new potential Craigslist roommates. Craigslist roommates. That's something that's new for this era. I've dealt with it quite a bit. And I've dealt with it a little bit like I dealt with Tinder. It's like, let them show up. Let them into the house. Who gives a shit? What are they going to do? I'll fight them off. I don't care. Are they bigger than me? No, nobody bigger than me ever comes from Craigslist. They're all small, wormy little rats trying to crawl into a house. Like, I'm a student. I want to pay $400. It's like, great, Sheila. But you know what? You're from Kansas. Nothing costs anything there because you can pay for it with corn. We have corn everywhere. We don't need any of your corn. You can pay for it in beef if you have it. Beef and beef juices. But otherwise, you can sleep in the attic room with the rest of the illegal roommates. Okay. All right. Top three questions. Usually, I just show them every room. And then I'm like, anyway, so that's what's up. I think here's what you're supposed to ask. Oh, yeah. So what do you do? You know, so you ask them a little bit about their life. What is their job? You're supposed to ask them, number one, what is their job? Number two, where are they from? Where are you from? Is it France? Those people are sex people. Is it Spain? Those people love soccer. You know, you got to figure out where they're coming from. Hey, what's your job? It's usually something boring. They're usually like, I push carts for a mailroom that does typing or whatever. You know, they always have, they're like, oh, I'm a secretary for a dog or whatever. That would be actually fun. Okay, so number one, you should ask them their occupation so you know if they can pay for the place, what hours they are going to be in the house, and whether or not they're a serial killer. Because honestly, if somebody came in and was like, hey, I work at the DMV, you would probably be like, okay, you're going to murder me. Like, I don't want you in my house because I know that you're angry. I know from your job that you are furious. Like, if you work with children, I don't want you here because I know that you're going to come home smelling like diaper rash and diarrhea. So I don't want it. Okay, that's not true. That doesn't make any sense. All right. So number one, you ask them what job they have so you can figure out if they have money. You need them to have money because then maybe you can take some of it. Number one, what is your job? Can I have your money? First question. Can I have your money? First, okay. What is your name? Can I have $5? That's what you say. What is your name? Can I have $5? What is your mom's name? Can I have $20? Because you want to switch it up. Get the great grandmother's name if you need to. If you need to go all the way back generationally, do a 23andMe test. And you know what? I'm 1/10 Cherokee, so I could use some reparations. I'm going to need a 50, bitch. Oh, you have it. I know because you cleaned the earlobes of a rich man in a law office downtown. You do some bike messengering for a papoose company that sells baby Bjorns. So I know you're just rolling in the dough and you got strong quads. Cause if you bicycle during the day, then I know that you're sturdy and thick of limb. So that's question number one. Can I have your money? Question number two, do you have a dog? If the answer is yes, tell him to fuck off. Just tell them to fuck right off. You don't want their dog in your house. You just don't. Like, it might be cute, but it's going to pee on your stuff. It's going to talk to you. You know that dog's going to talk to you with its eyes and say, feed me some chicken. And then it's going to poop that chicken onto your couch. I'm just, okay. ask them if they have pets. If they have a cat, that's fine. If they have a snake, that's honestly, that's weird. You shouldn't let them live with you because they do the dark arts. If they have a tarantula, grow up. That's for 6-year-olds and 9-year-olds. 10, 10, 11, cut it off at 12. Cut it off at 12. I don't know, 13, 14. Is 14 okay to have a tarantula? 15 seems a little bit much. Definitely not 17, but I don't know. They're drinking a lot of Monster energy drinks, so they might need something to look at, somebody to relate to, something to just kind of geek out about. You know what terrifies me? People having sex when they're little. Can you believe that they do that? Oh, my God. It's so terrifying. My boyfriend brought it up, and it was, I didn't have my first kiss till I was 21. Yeah, I had my first kiss when I was pretty young. I was like 20, 21, and it was with an autistic man, which I can't, it's not part of the joke. It just is part of the story. That's just part of what happened. It's neither here nor there. But we were making out, and he stopped me in the middle of it, and he was like, hey, I need you to be the Indiana Jones in this situation. And I didn't, right? That's so confusing. Like, what is that? And then I realized, at the time I was like, what are you talking about? Now I realize he was like, oh, I need you to take control. But at the time I thought he was like, we need you to get a hat and a whip. And I was like, I'm not ready for that. I don't get it. That's too much. I'm not into that. I had a guy in freshman year of college. He told me, I would date you if you dressed differently. And I was like, what do you mean? Like sluttier, more capes? I'm not sure what you want me to be wearing. Should I get like a hat, like a fishing hat, but for fellatio, like a blowjob hat? Would that be good? Like one with little propeller fans, one of those ones that sprays water in case you get tired. You're like, I'm going to give a blowjob, but you know what? I got to stay hydrated. You know, I'm down here. I'm doing the work. It's like the fucking desert down here. I don't know if you've seen the underbrush, but it is just rampant with scorpions. I am getting stung up real bad down here. I am like Jesus in the wilderness, walking around just trying to save his people. So I'm going to free everybody, free everybody, free them. And then they all come out like, thank you. Oh, man. I got to stop talking about blowjobs. That had nothing to do with it, but okay. Okay. Thing number one, ask them if you can have money. Thing number two, ask them if they have a dog. Okay. Thing number three, you just mention your bad qualities to them. That's what I do to filter them out. I just tell them what's bad about me. I just try to test them out, though, because I'm really messy, like a bachelor eating cheese out of my refrigerator. Like Casey said, you don't want a cheese thief, because that's me. I'm the cheese thief. I am eating cheese. I did it this week. I'm house sitting. I'm watering plants for my friend. I ate all the cheese out of her fridge. They had 3 different packs of cheese curds. It was so difficult to not open them. You know when you try to eat all the snacks but then arrange them so it looks like you didn't get into the bag? That's what I did with their food and their weed. So it's like, really? They told me to smoke the weed. I'm sorry to the world. It's a communal thing, you know? I had to do it by myself. So, oh yeah, I guess you could, number three, ask them if they're cool with weed. I don't know. That's kind of nerdy. It's weird when people bring it up. They're like, I'm 420 friendly. Like, I don't mind a little herb. It's like, okay, well, I don't mind a little talking like an adult. Can you shut the fuck up? Roger, you sound like an idiot. I get that you love anime, but could you just talk about this like a normal human being? Just, like, oh, is there herb? Like, ugh. I'm bad at the drug language, though. I can't. I bought it. This, I can't do it. It's so awkward. I have to have other people say the words for me. What are you supposed to do? I always walk up and I say, hello, may I purchase marijuana from you? And that's not, you're not supposed to say it that way. I write that sometimes in a message and they're like, Jesus Christ, take it easy. And I'm like, I don't know who's going to come at me. You know, like it's a text. I just talk to me in person. What am I supposed to say? Do you have the goods? That's creepy coming from me. It sounds like I need sequins or feather boas. And that's what I do. That's sometimes what I'm asking for. But right now it's just that sweet, sweet keef, baby. Is that the good one or the bad one? What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Okay. We can do a segment on that. I'll look up drug words and then guess what they mean. Okay. So number one, ask them for money. Number two, see if they have a dog. Number three, see when they're ready to move in, I guess. No, that's a little bit quick. Okay, that's a little bit quick. I don't know what you're supposed to ask because I pretty much just let him into my house and I'm like, I don't know. If you want to be in here, I guess maybe. And if they seem clean, I'm like, please leave. Yeah, so then I just tell them the bad things about me. I try to feel it out. I'm like, I'm a little bit messy. I keep it to myself. That's not true. Last week we found a glass filled with mold because I forgot it in the living room for weeks. You know what I mean? I don't love mold. I just forget shit. My roommate looked at, she treated it like I was intentionally growing mold in order to assault her in chemical warfare. And I was like, nah, bitch, I just had kombucha and I thirstied it all up. Num, 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 num. And then I walked out of the room. You know, it has nothing to do with you. That's very self-involved for you to think I would grow these beautiful cultures just because of you. These are my friends. These are my brethren. And this is my life's work. Yeah, important with the Craigslist roommates, you have to tell them how to open the gate because they get really confused about that. No matter what kind of door you have, they can't open it. They're always fumbling with it. It's like they've never seen a door handle before. It's like they're afraid of you. They're afraid you're, it's like they're walking into to catch a predator and they also have never used a door before. Like they're wearing mittens and they can't get in. They're like, oh, how do you, I wasn't sure how the lock went. Does it push in or out? Oh my God, that's so crazy. So I'm moving from a duplex and I would love to be here, but I can't find my way into your abode. So you got to make sure to go let them in. And I guess what's the most important thing when dealing with a Craigslist roommate? I would say, make sure they're not a bitch. Just look at them and be like, hey, are you a big old bitch? And usually the answer is yes. In my case, I mean, honestly, if you went to a Craigslist roommate interview and somebody said, hey, are you a big old bitch? Would you say yes? Consider that. I don't know what I would say. I am kind of a bitch. Do you think I'm a bitch? I'm kind of a bitch. I don't know if I'm a bit. I think if I'm this worried about it, then I think it's like being a sociopath. Like if you're worried about it, then you're not. Yeah. So I guess with Craigslist, also you get a lot of nerds. I think a lot of computer nerds, which those are fine. They're good because they can pay for the place and they kind of don't throw ragers or anything, but it can be a little bit weird when you're having fun because I don't want to have any roommates where I'm worried about them having fun. That's sad. I've had roommates in the past where it's like, do you have any hobbies? And I'm worried that you need some friends, but I don't want to be your friend. So could I send someone to you? I could put up a Craigslist ad for misconnections. I could figure this out. We could get your whole life down pat. We could get you a new job there. We could get you some sleeping bags. You could have a whole slumber party. You know what I mean? I'll order Doritos. Somebody will bring them. They won't be wearing any clothes because that's what they're into and it's Craigslist. But you know what? We'll let them in. Let them bring the chips and expand your knowledge. Expand your life. Create a dream drug for this week. I think it would be a Xanax wrapped in cotton candy because I want it to go down sweet but come up sleepy. I would like to be unconscious. I don't want to be awake. The hours of 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., I am the angriest anyone has ever been. I always walk into work like, should I rip a person's face off like a gorilla in a zoo? You know what I mean? Like they're playing horrible music. And I'm like, if somebody plays Rihanna's Umbrella one more time before I take my morning shit, I am going to kill myself. Don't put that in there. That's rude. You can't do that. Just remember, killing yourself is very rude. It's horrible manners. It's bad etiquette. Do not do it. 100%. None of it. Don't do it. Zero. I hate it. All right. I'm going to try to take it out with any pearls of wisdom that I've acquired. Okay. So let's see if I can do three. Okay. Pearl number one. Don't bring McDonald's into a Mexican restaurant. Just don't. We were on a patio, too. It was, like, nice, you know? They serve alcohol there. Like, just, he could have eaten it before we went in. Like, he insisted on the biscuit, though. He really wanted, I was like, could we just go get breakfast? He was like, no, I need a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And it's like, what? Is this a guy thing? Is it, what? Are you, you know what? I don't, is that something you have to eat when you're, he was just drinking Gatorade and eating. You know what? He was hungover. That's what it was. He must have, you know what? That's what you need to charge back. If you are depleted of sperm. You have to eat a bunch of bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits so you can charge back up. It's a men's food. You got to have that and a Monster energy drink, and then your testosterone is through the roof. You could beat up a man or jump into a car or shoot a bow and arrow or, you know, any of those other guy things, like not drink tea or like only like ugly couches or like face a recliner to a wall so it doesn't point at anything, but you have Kleenex everywhere and a laptop in front of your TV, as if I don't know that you're just watching porn openly on two different fucking screens because you left an entire bottle of lotion, right? You have the whole setup. Like, you think people aren't going to know what this double screen recliner tissue and lotion thing is for? It's like, I'm not stupid. I know why your chairs don't face a TV. It's because they're facing your dick. Every bachelor's apartment, you got to take a look. They're horrible. They're so bad. It's like, what is this leather couch for? Like, oh God, they're so bad. Okay, so here's my pearl of wisdom. Number one, do not bring a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit into a Mexican restaurant. They will be offended. Dios mío. Okay, number two, if you feel upset, take an angry power walk. This is what I've been doing this week, and I have been power walking around downtown Chicago. I look insane because I also punch the air because I have so much extra energy and it's not directed in one direction. So I'm walking around. I wish you could show. We got to take a video of this. I'm punching the air just like this and I'm going punches, punches. I'm saying that out loud. I'm saying punching, punching. I've been trying to, I think I need to, this is my dream right now. I want to join a kickboxing class and do yoga. So then I'm just punching all day and then I write jokes and then I go tell them at night and then I go to sleep for 10 hours. That's what I want my life to be. And so I need you guys to send me money on Venmo so that I can do that. Oh man, I was in an Uber last night and I was going to do my show and the lady was like, do you make a good living from doing comedy? And I said, no, absolutely not. And she was so sad. And I was like, bitch, I'm sadder. Like, you have grandchildren. You're fine. You don't need to be sad for me, Beverly. My life is a mess. I'll have a child. Then you can dote over it. No, that's, I'm not having it. I'm not having a kid. Okay. Power walks, good for reducing anxiety. Just go punch it out, no matter who's in your way. Doesn't matter. If they're trying to sell you something, air punches. If they're trying to walk past you, air punches. If they're on the way to Lollapalooza, definitely air punches. Also, talk angrily into your headset. It'll work. You'll feel good. Pearl of wisdom number three. Don't let any illegal roommates into your house. I don't know what that means, but I guess if your Halloween costume is going to be incriminating, just don't wear it, I guess. I'm not sure. Also, just keep your doctor's appointments, I guess, is a big one. Okay, well, I'm Lainey Lennertz. This has been the second episode of It's Lainey. I have been terribly confused, drastically anxious, and I have no idea what the fuck I am doing. I have no idea. I don't have a single clue. If you're looking for podcast recording, check out Jazz Fuzz in Chicago. Talk to Aaron. He's fantastic. You can reach me on social media everywhere. My name is Lainey Lennertz, and you can reach me at hashtag It's Lainey on Instagram, and my handle is Lainey_Lennertz. So it's LAINIE_LENERTZ. I should make up a song or something to make that easier. Okay, this is Lainey, and that was her. Come back next week, and it's going to be Jeff Goldblum just talking about his pussy the whole time. All right, well, it's Lainey. That's me. Have a good day, and I hope that you get your shit together.